And let's go to Charles in St. Louis, Missouri, and he's concerned about eye health. Are you there, Charles?
Yes, Dr. Marshall.
Okay.
First of all, excuse me for a repeat call. I called you about a half a year ago, and I had my tape recorder going on one of the phones and to get your response, and it didn't take, and so I apologize for this repeat call.
Okay.
But, I'm 6 foot.
Okay, I'm aware of the issue. Go ahead. Tell me your height and weight.
Yeah, 6 foot 160. I'm 71, and I take iComplex 6 per day, basically.
Good.
For quite a while. I haven't really measured the time. DHLA, a teaspoon, green tea, Max
good.
Press B. But I just wondered if there's anything else.
Oh, yes.
First of all, let me ask you this, and I'll let you respond. I had a severe softball injury in my eye, which gave me a really big shiner. It closed one eye. It was 19, around 90, 91.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm wondering if Medibody Packs might be beneficial in this thing.
Well,
you talked about trauma and
that's right.
Scars.
You're exactly right. There's two dimensions to good eye health. The first one is getting all the nutrition the eye needs, but the second one is making sure there's no interference field that may be blocking the body from getting the nutrition it needs. And so, yes, a blow or a trauma to the surrounding area may be an issue, but in order to get that spot, in order to get the mud to be able to restore a healthy energy flow in that area, what you're going to need to do is, number one, make sure that the hands test strong. And if you're 71 years old, I know that you got a vaccination in one of your arms, right?
Yes, I'm certain I did.
And that
oh,
is...
I know I did.
Yeah, me too. And so that is a big interference field. Mm-hmm. And so in order to drain the eye so that you could get the normal healthy nerve normal healthy energy flow there, you're going to need to not only do the hands, but you're going to have to do this vaccination. And we've learned how to do this very effectively so that we can restore the normal energy flow through those sites. And basically, you can get a vaccination protocol from the order line.
Okay.
And I would just be sure that the hand where that vaccination of the arm of that vaccination tests strong. Once you've got it testing strong, I'd do the vaccination protocol once. I'd redo the hand two times, and then I'd do the vaccination again. That's what we're finding works so well. Now you've got a circuit from that hand, a circuit of light all the way up, providing there's no other major scar or trauma, all the way up toward that eye. And now we can hope to do mud packs around the eye and get that energy flow back. And now we can expect that the body can bring forth its full healing power for that eye.
Are you
okay?
Writing notes on this, by the way? I'm writing, but I'm not fast enough in writing your comments. Are you writing notes?
I did write arm vaccination and two times hand before each is what I wrote.
And then do the eyes too, you say?
And then you would do in particular the eye that got hit. But you might as well do both eyes.
Sure. Can I add one more possible influence? I had a tooth extraction about a half year ago, and one of the roots left an opening into the sinus cavity, and
it's a
persistent sinus infection. I'm wondering if that might influence.
Yes, very definitely. It was an upper tooth, obviously.
Yes, it was.
And you're going to have to chase that again with Medi-Dental Packs so you can get that normal energy flow back into that tissue. Then the body can unleash, you know, its full ability to repair that site.
Except it isn't closed yet. That it's still healing, and
Well, have they got everything out of there? You sure they got all the root and everything out of there?
Actually, I had oral surgery to get a root that was left out.
Yeah. And it's out now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, another thing that might help, if one of the dentists has a laser to go up and laser disinfect that site, that would be wonderful as well. That technology is head and shoulders above anything else you use in the mouth in terms of disinfection. So I'd certainly see if he can do that. And doing that a couple times, there's now evidence that it may stimulate even more healing at that site. Okay?
Thanks a lot,
but
Dr.
you're absolutely right. That could be a player. Okay. Good call. Thanks Charles.
Bye.
However, I need to tell you, Tom, the most common thing we see when the pituitary is exhausted, the most common thing we see is that there's been a blow to the forehead, to the somewhere, the nose, something right around the point between your eyes. And if there is such a blow or trauma, the only way I know to get the normal energy flow back to that tissue is Medibody Packs. And if you've been listening a little while, you notice before we were talking to a man that got hit right in the eye with a ball, and it was many years ago. And that's the key thing about interference fields. Usually it takes a long time for them to act, 5-10 years, so you forget they're even a player. But all that time, they've been gradually but relentlessly suppressing the normal energy flow to that tissue till we start seeing that we can't get the nutrition we need to that site. So what I would do is get some Medibody Packs, do your hands. If you've got a vaccination, and you probably do in one of the arms, I would clear that the way we discussed. Then I'd get up there and do that injury trauma on the forehead or the nose or wherever it is. And if you can't find it, then it's time for a QRA practitioner, because they can test all around. And even if you can't remember, they can still find it. And now nutrition for a month or two or three, and you're done. You don't have to go for a lifetime. See, that's the difference. See, once you get the normal energy flow in your energy field, now a little bit of nutrition support and everything's back to normal. You don't have to keep going and going and going. So please pursue this, and I think if you don't, you're going to have more and more issues, you know, to deal with. So catch it while you're early on that exhaustion and fix it. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Doc.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.